There's the news. There's the news off the news. There's the news you can lose, the news you can use. And then there's a category of news, sort of other stuff, but, you know, you could use it, make conversation, win bar bets. We gather this together, and we give it a label with our brother P-Touch, and we call it The Ramble.
Well done, sir. So I have a question. How many firemen does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, none. If they're in Livermore, California, that's where the so-called centennial bulb has been burning continuously for 107 years and counting. That is a very, very long time. And nobody's allowed to touch this. We're not quite sure why the bulb is in the news this week. It's been around for a long time, a very long time. And its next nearest competitor hasn't made it to triple digits quite yet. The light bulb, little history, has been named the planet's longest continuously burning bulb by both Guinness World Records and Ripley's Believe It or Not. The bulb was turned off for 22 minutes back in 1976.
Oh, so it's a cheat. I know. So bulb number two then moves ahead, I think.
When they moved it to a new firehouse, but apparently that doesn't count. They're forgetting that little selective memory here.
Are the books you read by the centennial bulb that much better? Is the checkers you play by its light that much more compelling?
Not necessarily. The bulb is plugged into a surge protector and has two backup power sources. There's a website with a live webcam that is compelling watching, I'm sure. You can see the very old, ancient light bulb burning it up for yourself.
And, you know, and unless you watch for 107 years, you're not really impressed. You don't get the full effect.
Awesome.
There's a mystery in upstate New York surrounding a newly discovered skull believed to be from the 18th century. A scientist at the New York State Museum in Albany says the skull was found in an old house that belonged to a white woman between 30 and 50 years old. There are markings on top of the skull that could be from an autopsy or a medical procedure, or could even mean that the woman was scalped. This is the second time the skull has been uncovered. Back in the 70s, a contractor working on the property found it and called the cops. And the cops' advice then was, just stick it back in the house. Hey, good thinking, Lou. Last week, a contractor working for the new owners found it again. The house where the skull was found was a trading post back in the day and possibly a scalping post.
So, a story about a little tiny place called Weed, California. Mm-hmm. This is the name of the town. So, as you can imagine, there are lots of things called Weed. Weed Elementary School, Weed High School, even Weed Police.
The Weed Police.
The Weed Police. I mean, that's what they're called.
That's not what we do. That's just
where
we're from.
No, it's just who we are.
Exactly.
They've had them for years. Nobody has had a problem. But weed beer, apparently that's the tipping point of the weed identity crisis. The guy who started the beer company, Mount Shasta Brewing Company, thought the name was funny, so he put bottle caps on his local brew that said, quote, "Try legal weed."
Yeah.
Federal authorities don't think it's very funny. They've ordered him to stop using the caps. A spokesman for the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau told a newspaper, quote, "We interpret it as a drug reference. It's misleading as to the possibility of what is in that beverage and the possible effects of the beverage."
Oh, man, the people in Hashish, Oregon are really going to be upset with that.
The brewer argues that Budweiser could be accused of the same thing with its slogan, "This Bud's for You." I don't know.
Wait, we have to supply context. Weed and bud are both slang terms for marijuana.
Oh, that's right.
Ah, now the story
Everyone
makes sense.
Everyone get that? Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
This bud's for you. The Webby Awards were announced yesterday, and now it's official. Stephen Colbert is the king of the internet. His real title, Webby Person of the Year. The Webbys honor excellence on the net, and Colbert received a special achievement award for internet stunts like Google bombing himself to the top search result for greatest living American. And FYI, he's currently number two, thanks to some Kilroy named Brandon. You know, maybe... I figured like someone actually important might have supplanted him. No, it's Brandon. Will.i.am also won a special achievement Webby for Webby Artist of the Year for his viral video supporting Barack Obama. You know the one. If you don't, Will.i.am doesn't really deserve his Webby, does he? Yes, we can. And that
is The Ramble.